What's up? How y'all doing? You know, I had a great offseason, you know. Well, offseason's still going. You know, being back home with the family, taking classes in Tennessee. You know, just trying to enjoy everybody, you know. Being back here, trying to learn offense, you know, fast pace. You know, yesterday, it was an up-tempo offense. You know, Coach Zimmer, I know how he wants us to set the ball this year. So, I was just coming in, being back with these guys, you know, just learning offense, and it's going great.
What's been your biggest focus so far this offseason?
Oh, just my knowledge. You know, I want to come in and totally different this year, you know, my knowledge. You know, I want to learn everything this year. You know, last year I was just like playing X, and I want to play everything this year. So if coach need me, somebody go down, and I can be that guy.
Really had a lot of success last year. I mean, how did you go into the offseason just trying to build on that and not be satisfied with what you did?
Oh, you can't never be too satisfied with what you do. You know, last year was last year, you know. It's a different year, you know. I talk to my family about stuff like that all the time, you know. They want me to be great, you know. They just don't want me to be a great football player. They want me to be a great off-the-field player, you know. So, you know, I listen to my family, friends, coaches, you know, teammates and everything. Just let that stick in my head and just go on with it.
What did you learn about yourself? I know last year you said that at one point things just clicked, you know, when it came to knowing what you had to do. I mean, not the athletic part, but just the mental. Did that teach you, like, moving forward, like, to have more confidence in yourself that way, or what did you learn?
Oh, you know, I'm always a confident guy, you know. You know, I always feel like I say, you know, I just want to be great, you know. You always want to be great as a person, so I feel like I got a lot of confidence in myself. You know, Greg told me that a lot, you know, coming in as a rookie, you got more confidence than anyone he knows, so, you know, I just like to set the tone for myself, you know, and my teammates.
What do you tell the coaches, the new coaching staff, what should they expect from you, or what do you want to do in year two? What do you tell them when you lobby?
I really don't tell them nothing. You know, coaches, they watch film just like we watch film. You know, they see what I can do, see what I can't do. They see what I can improve on, and I know they're going to help me this year and improve on what I couldn't do last year.
This year's offense might be a lot more complex than last season. Do you agree with that, the depth of the playbook?
Yeah, it's totally different from last year. You know, it's gonna be tough, but you know, us guys, we're gonna work together. You know, we're gonna be with each other. If we have to come early in the morning, leave late after practice, you know, we're gonna be here with each other. We're gonna get it done.
Really, you've had some things to throw off the first pitch at a Twins game and things like that. Do you feel like the town is kind of embracing you? And what's it been like to kind of get to know this place?
It's been good. You know, just to get your name out there. You know. Going to a hockey game. You know, I've been to a hockey game a couple of days ago, the Wilds, you know, game six, you know. Every game I've been to, they won. So after today's practice, I'm going to try to get Greg's private jet and fly down there to Colorado. So I just want to give a big shout out to the Wilds, you know. Hope they get the win today.
What classes are you taking in Tennessee, and did you promise anybody? I assume that's to get your degree, but is that a – that's obviously a goal.
You know, I was taking one in class. You know, it's like a science class, and I got an online class. And you know, unfortunately, I can't finish them. You know, because online class I can, but you know, I have an exam May 1st, and we got practice that day. And the teachers, they not trying to set back a day, so I don't think I'm gonna get to finish them this year. So next year, I'm gonna try to probably take classes at the University of Minnesota. So I could be in town, you know, and go and take my exam if I had to. Oh, yeah, it's always life after football, you know. Football can't last forever. You know, I was watching a movie last night, you know. This dude, he only played like 2 years in the league, you know, and he was done. Like, he was saying to himself, what's life after football? Like, he didn't have nothing to lean on to. So, only thing he know was football. So, you know, I want to be that guy, you know. This year, I could, you know, get hurt or something. I don't want to jinx myself, but you know, I just want to have something to do after football, you know, not just football. You got to know stuff after football.
What do you want to do?
Might be a fashion designer, you know. You know, I like fashion. I might style you one day. You come to me, so, you know.
He is a fan. Yeah.
You need more classes. What's your degree in?
Communication.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it probably won't be something I want to do. You know, because as I grow a little older, you know, I'm starting to like fashion. So I might try to get my degree in fashion someday.
Have you
looked at much of what receivers have done with North in the past and maybe how you fit into that?
Of course, you know, I see it all the time, you know. I had an opportunity to talk to Josh Gordon, you know, in the Pro Bowl. You know, he was telling me, he got my coach, you know, he going to get you the ball, you know. It's just not you. Everybody on the team, the running back, the tight end, you know, everybody's going to be involved. So, you know, you hear people, good guys like that saying good things about an offensive coordinator, it's a blessing.
The transition from one offense to another where terminology is different and, you know, schemes and philosophies are far different.
Oh, it's tough. You know, I've been going through different offenses since high school. You know, each year I get a new coach, going to junior college, Tennessee 1 year, so here last year, now I got a new coach. So it's been tough. You know, like I say, I lean on the guys in that locker room. I lean on them a lot, you know, to help me, you know, and, you know, they expect big things from me, and I expect big things back.
Walking to minicamp this year, a far cry from when you came last year, what did you think to yourself? Like, was it more than what you expected out of yourself the first year, or exactly what you thought, or you just scratching the surface?
Last year, you know, coming in as a rookie, you really don't know what to expect. You know, I'm coming in, you know, I don't think my work ethic was good enough last year, you know, so this year, my whole mindset came in, you know, you got to work, you know, you got to know everything. You got to do better than you did last year. So, and I lean on that, my birthday. I think that was kind of bad last year. So this year it's going to be way better.
How'd you come to that realization?
Hockey players, toughness and so on.
Say that again.
What do you think of how tough those guys are? The Wild hockey players, you saw the game. What's your impression of how hard they play and so on?
Oh, you know, it's tough being out there, you know. I feel like I can do it, but I know I can't do it, you know. They on thin blades and they on ice. And, you know, I tried to skate one time in my life and it didn't happen. So, you know, hats off to those guys. You know, they go out there each day beating each other, you know, losing teeth. And, you know, I got a pretty smile. I'm not trying to lose my teeth. So I don't think I would ever go out there and play hockey.
How did you come to that realization about your work ethic? Was someone that you witnessed as an example that kind of set the tone?
It's you, man. You got to know it yourself, you know. I was looking at film with me last year, you know, just seeing how I didn't finish, you know, in practice. And this year, you know, like Coach Zimmer, you know, he said the tempo high yesterday, you know, and everything was going great, you know. And my birthday is just from yesterday and the offseason, everything improved in just that little bit of time.
Are you bigger?
Yeah, I got a little bigger, you know, not that much.